You're listening to Making Money Online with Lisa Johnson, the podcast that tells you what it really takes to build a business and the simple steps to get you there. I'm determined to share with you the reality of easy, simple business marketing tips to make passive income so that you can start making money online. My signature program, One to Many, is open for enrollment for a few days only this year. Over 5,000 people have taken part in this program to make money online by selling the knowledge that they already have in their head, even if you don't realize you have any. The program that has made millionaires and the one that will mean you are never going to need to buy a course again. For case studies and testimonials, check out the page in the show notes now. Hey, everyone, and welcome to the podcast today. I have the success stylist herself, Yvonne Philip, with me. I've known Yvonne now for a few years. Often I'll be looking at social media and I'll see her pop up in a film set somewhere or styling some big corporate. But what I like about Yvonne is that when she talks about style, she doesn't just mean what you wear. And I think that's really important because we can often see it that way. So welcome to the podcast, Yvonne.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you for having me. And hello, all our listeners.
So what made you get into this? So you were a stylist, like how we think of a stylist in its normal sense of the word, like you helped people to dress. So when you started that, who were you working for?
Yeah, well, my journey into styling is quite, it's quite unique. I had a little bit of a meltdown, closed down my business, and I realized I looked a hot mess. I looked absolutely atrocious. I think I had like a little bit of a midlife crisis.
Don't we all, Yvonne, have a midlife?
Absolutely. And everything was coming down on me. And I thought I was the only one. It's only in hindsight I realised that there's so many other men and women that go through the same process. And I'd been working in the corporate space, running my own creative business, and I had lots of information and skills. But I thought, you know what, I'm not going to do that anymore. I went on a personal styling session, which brought me on a discovery of my set for myself. And then whilst I was in that personal styling session, it triggered a memory that I wanted to be an image consultant when I was in my 20s. And now because I was on this new journey of my own, I was like, right, I'm going to retrain as a personal stylist.
Lovely.
I retrained as a personal stylist and started styling individual women, doing wardrobe detoxes and taking them on shopping trips. And then I thought, I can do a lot more for women than just put clothes on them. It's great to make them feel fabulous and confident, but I have so many other skills in my arsenal that I can support them with in terms of supporting their visibility, their business. I've spoken on stages, I've done photo shoots. There's so much more that I can give, which made me, and I have to admit and give you your flowers as well, Lisa, you kind of nudged me to think, hold on, Eve, you're about visibility. That made me become the success stylist and identify that style is a lot more than what you wear.
Yeah. And I think there's real messaging in that, because when we think of a stylist, we do think, oh, they'll tell us, you know, I've had a stylist like several years ago. I had a stylist who was like, well, you should wear this because it will look good around your stomach and you should wear this. And what it generally does is help women, I think, and men, feel better, feel more confident to do things like standing on stages or having photo shoots and that kind of thing. And that helps in itself. But aren't you then really helping people to be more visible, which at the end of the day is the goal of most business people? And if I ask people, you know, I have clients all the time and I'm like, you need to be more visible. You need to do lives. You need to get on a stage. You need to do this. And they don't want to. And most of it, like a massive percentage of it, is because they worry about how they come across, how they'll look, the things they'll say. That's all about styling.
Absolutely. Now, I believe that your personal brand is what you say, how you act and how you look. That equals your personal brand. I know we've got the traditional definition that Jeff Bezos gave us. You know, your personal brand is what people say about you when you're not in a room. But your personal brand is all about the way you're communicating to others. And that's not only about your style and the way that you feel, but the message you send. And as you know, on social media, people capture that message in 3 seconds. So often they're only seeing what you're wearing. And you can use the language of style to communicate that. But it not only communicates the way you feel, but people will get a certain opinion. If you're in a leather jacket, they might think, oh, rock chick.
Yeah.
If you're in a flowing, you know, dress, they might think, oh, glamorous, you know, lady. So it's a language that can get you visible.
Yeah, and actually, you feel something when you see people. For instance, there's somebody that I'm following at the moment on LinkedIn, and she's very energetic, and she always wears very bright colours. She's almost like zany electric, you know, like that kind of person. And I watch her because she makes me smile, because she looks fun because of the thing she's wearing, and she's always a bit loud and gregarious. And it all ties in. It's all in alignment with who she is. Now, I wouldn't be able to be that person. That isn't my personality. But it's also why I don't wear, you know, very zany, very bright colored clothes, because it doesn't, it's not in alignment with who I am. And I think that often we think we have to be a certain, have a certain look or be a certain thing to be visible online and to be successful online. And it just isn't the case. It's just about having everything in alignment.
Absolutely. I'm all about bringing out a person's unique personal brand, what makes them authentic, what makes them different. Because yes, as you know, in business, we've all got to have a unique selling point. So if you can show your unique selling point through your style, through what you wear, people are going to resonate with you. It's going to send a message, a feeling that's going to make people want to work with you. Now, you like this lady on LinkedIn because she makes you smile and she makes you happy. It might be that somebody needs to be calm and relaxing. There is a statistic online that 80% of brand recognition is based on colour.
Wow.
The colours that you wear, the psychology of colour, not only enhances your mood and makes you feel a certain way, but also sends a message to people that are watching you, whether you're on stage, whether you're online, whether you're in person. So it's really important. And that imposter thing, if we are trying to be like everybody else in our style, in our brand, it's going to make us start feeling a little bit crap about ourselves, because then we're going to start comparing.
Yeah. And also, it doesn't make you stand out doing that. I'm thinking of people we know, like Victoria Dio. Mm-hmm. She's a really good example of somebody that has her massively her own style. And she will wear that style and she lives that style. And it, her confidence shines through when she walks into a room. And she really draws people to her. And it is a lot of it because of the style she has. People walk up to her and go, you look amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, I love how you look. And I'm, you know, like, if we're being honest about it, I always thought that people would only do that if you were like, when I first came into this world, kept seeing all these coaches that were like blonde and a size six. And I felt like I'm not ever going to be able to be successful in this world because, you know, I'm not that. I'm a bigger lady. And Victoria is a bigger lady. And she massively makes me, she inspires me so much because she is the most confident person I know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's not a size six and blonde. Absolutely. And it's amazing.
I absolutely relate to that, you know, size six blonde, because I had that little bit of imposter fear when I first started. But I was like, no, I'm going to own my ish because this is me. And yes, this is the journey I've been on the message that I want to share. And yeah, Victoria is a complete testament to that. In terms of your body image and your body confidence, yes, we can wear clothes that make us feel great and hide any lumps and bumps that we may have, but we've got to own our body and stand tall in being proud in who we are, because we are going to relate to our clients because of the size that we are.
Yes.
And, you know, they're going to relate to us because we're potentially not a size six.
Yeah.
So as long as you're putting yourself and you're sending that style language, whether it's the way you talk, whether it's the way you walk, or whether what the way you wear, what you wear, as long as it's authentic and in alignment with you, that's the most important thing. And that's what I support women to create, that style that is authentically themselves.
I love that, because when you're feeling like it's authentically you, you do feel much more confident. Like when I started, you know, dressing how I wanted to dress and not trying to hide every flaw that I have, and instead embracing it and going, look, you can be successful and be a bit of a mess sometimes, like, you know, not looking your perfect all the time. And, you know, I have a weird sense of style where I can dress in something from Primark one day and Dolce & Gabbana the next day, depending on what makes me feel good. Both of those things will make me feel good. And at the beginning of kind of this journey, I used to think, God, you have to dress a certain way. You have to look a certain way. You have to buy really expensive clothes. Like, if you don't, then people are going to look at you and go, "What? Why would I buy from her?" But actually, I found it the opposite to be true, that if you are relatable, people know that you like things because you like them, not because of how much they cost, then actually that's much more relatable to people, because I think most people just want to be themselves at the end of the day and be liked for it.
Yeah, I have a saying, don't follow the trend, which is kind of a little bit of an oxymoron, because I do lean into trends just so we know, you know, just so we're not too way out there. But then I support my clients to create their own style within that trend. And I, like you, have an eclectic wardrobe. I buy sustainably. People always think you have to be spending lots of money, which you don't, because there's various different ways you can take care of the planet and the people that make our clothes, whether it's buying in pop-up shops or buying secondhand or swapping your clothes. The ultimate thing you need to do is find out what's right for you and find out what's going to send the right message for you. Ultimately, right at the beginning, discovering who you are and then slowly transitioning your wardrobe. And my whole wardrobe is transitioned now, but it took about four years.
Because
when I first started on this journey, I did all this research into sustainable style, because I'm all about, because I've burnt out before.
Yeah.
I'm all about women being and men being able to sustain themselves. As you know, Lisa, this entrepreneurial journey is a roller coaster. You can burn out, you get overwhelmed, you know, imposter syndrome, you know, sinks in, you get stressed, you don't want to show up. And I went through all of that, but I knew my style was really important. It made me feel great and gave me that confidence and energy to take action and get visible. But when I did all this research on sustainability in terms of your style, a lot of it contradicted itself. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be walking around butt naked if I followed all of this. And it was very expensive. And then I realized that there are ways that you can still dress yourself sustainably without it costing too much money. And I think that when people especially are starting on their entrepreneurial journey, and I know you know your listeners could be just starting with an idea right through to going to, you know, 7-8 figures, the most important thing is that you realize that it is a journey and you're not going to get it right first time. But the most important thing is that you are taking steps to improve yourself.
Yeah. And it's okay not to get it right first time. I look back at some of my very early brand shoots and I cringe, but actually I kind of like looking back and seeing the journey I've been on. And
the growth, yes.
Yeah, because that's what it's about. You grow as you go along. Like, messy action is really important. And I hate it when people say to me, oh, I'm not doing a photo shoot because I don't like how I look, or I'm not doing a photo shoot because I'm too big, or any of those kind. I just need to lose a couple of stone. I hate that, because I want people to go out there and show who they are right now, because there are clients that want to work with you, who you are right now.
Absolutely. You know, people delaying their photo shoots because of their style. You know what? We love them. We're going to send them love and care, but we know that it's just a procrastination.
Yeah.
You know, you as a larger lady, and, you know, some ladies, it might be because they're too thin. You know, as you know me, I'm extremely tall, but tiny.
Yeah.
There are ways that your clothes can make you look the size that you want to look. There are ways that you can pose. I now support people with posing in as well, taking on board my modeling career. So there are ways that your photo shoot doesn't have to show your flaws. And yeah. I think that's what a lot of people, because they're not working with professionals, you know, they're getting their husband or their daughter or their son to take them snapshots. You know, those snapshots where they get you in an awkward position. Your photo shoot isn't going to be like that. Your photo shoot is all about enhancing you and showing you in the best light. And as long as you're working with professionals that know how to do that, you know, you're going to have a surefire way of not only getting great brand photography or videography for your website, PR, social media, but it's also going to make you feel fabulous and send your message and connect with clients. And when you connect with clients, that's how we make the money.
Yeah, that's true. And connecting with clients means showing up, and you've got to show up. You don't get to choose, well, I don't want to show up because I don't feel confident about this, this, or this. You need to solve that problem. And if solving that problem means, you know, getting some help with style or getting some help with how you compose or, you know, how you want things to look. And remembering as well that you might do all of that, like I've done. And then one of the most used pictures that I have used over the past 5 years is one that shows a flaw. We can choose afterwards. We can decide what goes out there. Not every picture that gets taken of me goes out. Like, there's a load that I'm not comfortable with that. But sometimes ones do that I never would have thought I would have used. And that comes with confidence of knowing who you are and who you want to relate to you as well. But it starts with, you know, just having the bravery really to go out there and really show up. And I think sometimes having a stylist, it definitely helped at the beginning for me. I don't often wear a lot of the clothes that particular stylist told me to wear, but it made me see that I could, that there was help out there if I wanted it. I seem to have weirdly stumbled across my own style in the past
about 18 months.
People keep asking me, are you using a stylist? And I'm not. It just sort of happened. But I think that's because I've now got the confidence to play with things and to try things. And shouldn't style be about play?
Style should be 100% about play. Now, it's whether you've got the time to play.
Yeah.
So you can play like myself, you and I, and it's taken us 4 or 5 years to nail it where we're like, yes, this is me. And I've noticed your style evolving because you pop up on my feed, you know, over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years until you've now nailed it. This is Lisa Johnson and this is, you know, what you wear. The thing about allowing you to evolve is it can take a lot of time and money. So if you want to be showing up as yourself now, you just need to get that support. And that support can come from an influencer, but obviously influencers sometimes are teaching you how to dress like them rather than how to find your style, where a stylist will support you with how to, or should support you with how to find your style.
And how do you do that? So like if someone comes to you and says, right, I want you to help me find my style, what do you start with?
Me personally, well, it depends what they want. So people can work with me for an hour, a power hour online, where it's like, Eve, I've got a photo shoot. I don't know what to wear and I can't buy clothes. So we'll jump on a call, we'll go through their wardrobe and we'll get 5 outfits that they never even realised they could put together.
Yeah.
You know, that always, sometimes people are like, oh my God, I've got a whole brand new wardrobe because you've told me how to, I can wear this dress with this skirt and this pair of trousers with that. Or if you want to work with me, you can work with me on my coaching programs, my, you know, experiences, or a one-to-one. And with the one-to-one over a period of time, that will start with us actually finding out who you are, finding out who Lisa, Jane, Paul is. Who are you really? What are your values, your mission, you know, your archetype? Because then we can put that into your brand, what your likes, what your dislikes are. It's like, you know, brand styling is like going for a whole branding process.
But for you, instead of a website.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. And I think that's equally important because if you're showing up on your website or your photos trying to be someone else, people will notice it.
They do. They notice it. I can see it straight away if somebody's not that person or they're trying to become. I tell you what I see a lot of. Controversially, that if there's a big coach out there that is working with a lot of women, I then see a lot of women morphing into that person. They dress like that person. Their photo shoots look exactly the same as that person. They're wearing the same leather jackets. And I'm like, that isn't who you were like 2 months ago. Why are you suddenly now that person? And that puts me off.
Absolutely. And I get why people will do that because it's the easy route, but they're not going to be able to sustain that.
And it's not them anyway. They're not showing their personality. They're showing their coach's personality.
Absolutely. They're not going to be able to sustain it because it's not them, because they're not in that person's head and that person's body. They don't have the same journey and the same story as that person to be able to authentically stand and sit in it. So after we've been through that discovery piece, we then start working out what are the colours, using colour psychology, that not only suit you as the individual colour and match your hair, eye, skin tone, but what colours are going to send the right message for you
Talking of
the science,
color psychology, is it true that if when people see orange, they immediately think cheap because of EasyJet?
Yes and no. So orange is very, 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 very vivacious. And when it's mixed with, depending on the colours that it's mixed with, it will give you a certain feeling. Orange with white or orange with black, yes, it can make you think cheap. Based on EasyJet and also Sainsbury's Basic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it will make you think cheap. But I have orange in my brand, but I mix it with an emerald green, which gives you a more of a luxurious but earthy feel. So depending on how you mix colours will make you feel a certain way. So, for example, red, when you think about red and black or red and white, you might think of the Red Cross or danger.
Yeah, danger. Yeah.
But if you mix red and pink, you might think of love.
Yeah.
And then if it has certain patterns, you might think of, you know, a different way. So there's a whole psychology and science. That's why I call it the, you know, it's a science. Style is a science that you can use to send the right message.
Yeah, and to evoke the right feelings, which is what we're all trying to do at the end of the day, you know, with me and my new brand, you'll see it's very colourful, and it's because we want to evoke hope. And so, you know, when we did our photo shoot, we all wore colours of hope. And I think that trying to get that message across in everything, I think detail is really important. And often we don't think about the detail and who you are and how you dress and what you're saying with your style. It's part of the detail.
It's part of the detail. And it's as important as your branding, your logos, you know, your fonts, etc. That colour piece, what you're wearing, that message you're sending through that process. And that's the next stage that I work out with my clients, is what are the pieces that make that jigsaw puzzle work for you? Then we think about what are the cuts of clothing that are going to make you feel confident. Then we decide if we're going to shop. And then we put it in a photo shoot or a video shoot, which actually kind of launches your brand to the world. One-to-one with me could take 3 months. It could take, you know, 6 months.
Yeah.
But it also allows you to get that clarity that you need so that when you're ready to launch your product, once you've done all the breadcrumbing, you've identified your ideal client and the messaging, by the end of the process, you can launch yourself to the world with total clarity, evoking the feelings that will connect with your clients, sending the right message, making you feel great, making people want to work with you.
That's what it's about. If somebody wants to come and seek you out, where is the best place for them to do that?
So my social media love is Instagram. So you can find me on Instagram, Yvonne Philip, the Success Stylist. I'm also on LinkedIn, Yvonne Philip. And my website is www.yvonnephilip.com.
Amazing. I'm now going to spend all day looking at people and asking myself what feelings they're evoking in me by the colours and the patterns that they're wearing. Thank you for being here today. I find this subject fascinating when it comes to style. It's something that is always evolving. And if you're out there and you're thinking, you know, I don't feel I even have a style, I bet you do. You're just not showing it as much as you could be, because I think everyone actually has one deep down there.
Absolutely.
They do, don't they? Thank you for being here. And thank you for listening. And I'll be back next week with another episode of Making Money Online.
Thank you for listening to Making Money Online with Lisa Johnson. If you'd like to get hold of my guide to launching, go to lisajohnson.com/launch and let's get you making money online.